This is a CBC podcast.
Support for delivery of this podcast comes from the Buick Enclave, the finest luxury crossover ever. Visit buick.gm.ca to see that where there's passion, there's beauty. This is the finale of my three-part series on home ownership in the Greater Toronto Area. It originally aired on Metro Morning in the first week of September. We used to say that immigrants accounted for half of Canada's population growth, but 2007 StatsCan figures tell us now it's more like two-thirds, and the money they bring with them is setting new highs for house prices, especially in the suburbs. This is the story of Majid Rassis. He's owned land all over the world, but he can't believe the real estate bargains he's been finding in Toronto. When Lubna and Majid Rassis first arrived in Canada at Pearson, the snow was falling. Lubna wondered if they'd made a terrible mistake leaving the U.S. to try to make a go of things here.
First day? What are we doing here? You know, it was weird feeling. It started snowing soon as we head out from the airport. And we had some friends in London, Ontario. So we drove from the airport right away to them. And I saw London and I thought all of Canada is like London. I did not like London. I felt it was like a village. And we had to come here to Mississauga. The first thing I saw was the Square One area. I said, okay, this we can live in.
Yeah. Big city.
Lubna and Majid are both of Palestinian stock. Their parents were refugees. Majid was born in Saudi Arabia. Eventually, the family moved to Greece because Majid's father liked the look of a piece of land there.
Yeah, I grew up with the real estate. My dad used to do real estate in Saudi Arabia, and he used to teach us everything from scratch, like putting paint in the walls and tiles in the floor. Try to save, you know, Benny here and Benny there. So he used to take all of us and try to put us to work, you know.
That was in the 1970s. Saudi Arabia was just beginning to develop economically. That's how Majid feels about Toronto today.
Toronto market is booming. You know, we compare Toronto with Manhattan, like New York, you know. In New York, you don't find nothing below $500,000. And here you can find $200,000, you find a condo, and I bought myself two condominiums in downtown Toronto, $189, you know, you can't beat that. Now they're worth $250,000, and they're going to go up more.
Some people say you can't compare Toronto with New York. Not Majid. He believes someday prices in downtown Toronto will be as unaffordable as those in Manhattan. Part of the reason he didn't buy in New York, he felt it was already out of reach.
Too tough market, and also I'm too far away from it. I used to live in Florida, Tampa, Florida, so it was too far for me to manage things. I like to have my things around me, you know. I can touch it, I can go and visit, and if there's anything wrong, I can go jump and fix it. You know.
It's an attitude Majid learned from his father. Majid tells me the Arabic saying his father used to use.
And say it in the way your dad would have said it.
Every time they teach me that, you know, whatever you can see and whatever you can feel it every day and you can see it around next to you, you can buy it and you will never scare to buy it.
In Tampa, Florida, Majid owned a large apartment building, a strip mall, and a couple of residential homes. He sold them all with impeccable timing just before real estate prices in the U.S. began to slide. Now his house in Mississauga is also repaying Majid's faith in real estate. He bought the house for $270,000 in early 2003. Today, houses in the area are selling for close to $600,000.
When I saw the growth here, it's very big, so I figured that it's going to go up.
Even you were surprised by how much prices have climbed, though, eh?
I was very surprised.
Even more than real estate bargains, what Majid values most here in Toronto is the chance to become a Canadian. In Saudi Arabia, all foreigners are denied citizenship. In the U.S., it was a similar story because Majid's Palestinian. No wonder, then, that he remembers so vividly the morning a letter arrived in the mailbox at his Mississauga home telling Majid and his wife they'd passed their citizenship exams.
It was it's just like I born, my first day of I born, you know, like I born new.
Who opened the mailbox?
I did.
Yeah. I felt that before she picked up the mail, I felt that there is something in there.
Really?
Yeah, I had the feeling that we had good news there.
And here in the suburban neighborhood, where most of the houses are owned by recent immigrants,
Majid and his wife Lubna feel more at home than they could ever have imagined.
I'm not a stranger, you know. Everybody is like me. Everybody is a stranger like me, so we're not strangers, you know. They're coming to settle with you and they have lots.
Meanwhile, Majid's lobbying hard for a new neighbor, his brother Abid. He's a microbiologist in Greece. He's visiting Majid. Majid's trying to persuade him to move here permanently.
Is this one mine?
Iced tea or orange juice?
Oh, thank you. Shall I leave you the orange juice?
No.
Well, cheers. Welcome to Canada. Welcome.
Lubna brings in a tray of drinks, and Abid talks about the possibilities.
I'd be surprised. I say, here you can, how I say it to you? It's make me surprised then to think to come here.
So he'll have to buy a house, eh? Have you been talking to your brother about this?
Really, it's a surprise when I find all the countries they are in Canada.
Meanwhile, Majid's already thinking about the next piece of land he'll buy.
Yeah, I'm planning to get two more. There's a new buildings coming up, platinum buildings. So I'm trying to pick up some of those.
Did you ever play the game Monopoly?
Yes, I did.
Did you win?
I always buy properties. At the end of the day, I have no money. And every time I struggle with money because whatever I have, I want to put it in real estate.
So it keeps itching his pocket until he puts it in a property or something. He feels safer if he puts it in a property. But no saving accounts in our bank.
No
saving accounts. Everything is, if it's cash, it's going to go.
And not just in Toronto. Even though Majid doesn't want to live in London, he's thinking of buying a strip mall there. Why not? The price seems to only be going up. For CBC Radio, I'm Mary Weems in Toronto. That's the Special Delivery Podcast for this week and the end of my series on real estate in the GTA. If you have any questions or comments, please email podcasting@cbc.ca. From Toronto, I'm Mary Weems.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.